International Women's Day. International Women's Day. This is Ali, your boy from The Mix, 1-844 The Mix, Let's Talk. So as you know, women have been paving the way, closing holes, and turning over cars. You have Harriet Tubman that ran through tunnels of slavery. Jane Pittman walked up and drank some water. You had Maya Angelou spoke words of endurance, paving the way for women. In the 1800s, women was not allowed to vote or to talk, or they would be whipped by their husbands. They went to church to be seen and not heard. They wasn't allowed on a pulpit as they are today. Women are running positions, are entrepreneurs, are actresses of all nationalities. Women are paving the way. Even transgender women are paving the way. So I give all hands, clap, clap, to International Women's Day. We had a podcast on earlier today. It was streaming live, but my phone kind of like tilted so you couldn't see, but you heard everything that was being said by a black woman of today. You had a mayor, you had a justice of peace, you had a woman that has her own business as an entrepreneur, and you had women that are family mothers who are moving towards greatness. Now, as I look back and I see all the great things that my mother has done for me that I did not appreciate then and I appreciate now. As I look back and I see and hear about all the things that woman has done for the society, I am amazed, because as they were still being pushed to be quiet, they rose into the darkness and moved like lightning under the waters. And yet still, they stood fast as they were being raped by the masters. And yet still, they cooked and cleaned and hummed a tune to the Lord for freedom. And yet they stand. Today, I give honor to the women of all nationalities. There are still some that are racist. Racism will never die. However, the women are actually coming together as a whole. You know, some people think first shall be first, last, and last shall be first. They think that black should be first and white should be last. I always said, being that God had given this to the man first, and he didn't know exactly what to do with it. So the women will continue it, and he will see how great the greatness is in a woman. A woman is passionate. She is eager to go forward and eager to learn things. She is a teacher, a nurturer. She is an organizer. She is a planner. She's a peacemaker. She's everything that stands for the Lord. Every Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, Sunday night meetings, choirs, ushers, you name it, a woman stands teaching at schools, teaching children to raise their heads high, teaching the children of women how to walk in pride. A woman has done so many things for this nation, and today, is a historical moment for history of a woman. It's not just about black or white or yellow or green. It's the W-O-M-A-N, woman, that God has created from man. So if he took the rib from the man, he must have took the smartest rib. Because a woman stands strong and stand behind everything that she stands for, even at her lowest. A woman will take care of her kids, she will nurture her kids, and she will go out and find any means necessary to bring back to her herd. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you, and I hear you again. As I stood fast under my mother, my sister, my aunts, and my cousins, and yet I stand. And I believe that in this generation of time to come, there will be equal opportunity, equalization, and equal of all men and all nations. So I stand and say, I commend you, I adore you, I have nothing but respect and honor for you. If a man actually knows what a woman can be for him, he would never go out and cheat. He will always know that his woman is there for anything that he goes for. But a cheating man is a manless woman. Because a woman will take her time to walk away from pain and endure the embarrassment and suffer the consequences of a loss because she dare not lose herself. She dare not lose the strength that God has given her because there's a walk. And in that walk, there's positions of higher power from God. But if you stand back and stand still and let man or people deter you, then you will be in a standstill position. But as a woman, as I've seen and as I've looked around me, as I've worked above them and combing their hair, listening to the story and the cry, listening to the weeping as they wipe their eyes, but at the same time strengthening their hearts to fight and walk away. Today, I give you honor as a woman on History Day. God bless you, and may you walk this walk. Okay? I had the honors to talk to two ladies today. And one was running for the mayor of Freeport, okay? And one was running for justice. I'm trying to remember so I won't make a mistake. And I think I left the paperwork. Oh, my God. But anyway, one lady was running for mayor. Okay, her name is Michelle Batiste, Esquire, okay? And if you look up Michelle Batiste, you will find that she has a group of women under her that are running for different things to help the community of Freeport. And I hope they can reach out of Freeport and help other communities like Roosevelt, Hempstead, and Baldwin, and other communities to teach them how to operate. As they are moving forward, let's vote for them. Let's make sure that they get in. And let's make sure we keep moving. This is Ali from The Mix, 1-844 The Mix. Let's talk. And this is my segment for tonight. I had a beautiful show earlier, and I am just collaborating from the show. And this is Ali again from The Mix. You can reach me on YouTube/The Mix. Or you can reach me under Ali, O-L-L-I-E, last name Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M on YouTube. And see some of our shows. Subscribe to me and it will go further. But right now, this is my time and good night.